Our reporter Nicola Weir is at Limerick University this morning. Let's head down there. Nicola, who have you got with you?
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, as you said, I'm at the University of Limerick this morning, gauging reaction to that historic yes vote result that was announced in Dublin on Saturday. Now, I travelled down here yesterday and stopped off in Roscommon. It was a close run thing there, actually. Roscommon stroke Galway area voting 57% yes to 43% no. And take a listen to what people were saying there about the result.
Very disappointed in the story.
Why were you so disappointed? Why do you feel so strongly about it?
That's just the way I am, and that's just the way I'll stay.
Were you surprised that it was such a large margin?
Not really, no.
Did you vote in the referendum?
I did indeed, yeah.
And can I ask what way you voted?
I voted yes.
Why did you vote that way?
Don't really know. I'd think that it's only going to go forward in one way, and I don't think staying in the kind of traditional past is going to lead us anywhere new, so.
I'm just asking what you thought about the result of the referendum.
Good one. I think it was the right one.
Why do you feel so strongly about it?
I don't feel strongly about anything, but the thing about it is women had to go over to England to get abortions. Now they don't have to.
And did you vote?
No.
You didn't vote?
No, I'm not married, you see. And I have no... I didn't vote.
Do you regret not voting, or are you just delighted that there was such a big majority for yes?
Well, I'm glad it went that way. Okay, thank you.
I kind of knew probably the yes vote would win. However, I kind of feel that as a country, we've kind of left any issues in relation to abortion, the laws or whatever, are going to be left to a group of middle-aged men in a parliament that are going to actually make the decisions in relation to abortion. For the rest, we have no control now over whether we agree or not agree with what laws they bring in.
You voted yes?
You want to know what I voted?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm not going to tell that. Oh, jeez, you want to know everything.
But the result itself, were you surprised at the large margin?
It was a surprising margin, all right. I didn't really think it would be that wide.
Do you think it's good for the women of Ireland?
Well, sure, they won't have to be going over to England.
I don't know about the result, but I think the whole thing was very sad. I have 7-8-year-old kids asking me the ins and outs of it. I think the whole thing was run very badly with posters and that. And that I found very disappointing in that respect, that young kids had to have that discussion.
What was your view on the result? Were you happy or not happy?
I don't think there's a happy for anybody really in this. You know, at the end of the day, I'm happy for choice, but I think there's a sadness going with it. I don't think it's a day for celebration as such.
Well, Stephen, a mixture of views there on the streets of Roscommon whenever I was there yesterday afternoon. Some of them very angry about the way both campaigns were run. And surprisingly, maybe I shouldn't really be saying that, many older men I chatted to were pleased with the result. But as you said, I'm here at the University of Limerick this morning with a variety of guests in front of me. And in Limerick, a more resounding yes vote than in Roscommon. There was 67% yes to 33% no. So first of all, I'm going to turn here to Deirdre Flynn, who is with Together for Yes Limerick. Deirdre, you're obviously pleased that your campaign turned out that great majority in your favour.
Yeah, we were delighted from the very start when we founded Together for Yes Limerick and Repeal LK before that. We wanted to make sure that this was an inclusive, respectful campaign that we were going out there, and that we knew one of the most important things that we would do was hit on doors and talk to people. We knocked on 25,000 doors and had over 400 volunteers. It was a huge grassroots movement, one of the biggest civic society movements in Limerick's history. And I think that's really reflected on the numbers we're seeing in the boxes on Saturday.
What next for the Yes campaign? You've got that vote, so what's the next thing that you're going to do?
I think right now the government has to listen to the will of the people. 64-65% of the country has asked for legislation to be introduced to make sure that women are getting the healthcare that they deserve. We know that at the moment there are still 9 women travelling. They travelled on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They'll be travelling until that legislation is introduced. And I think that vote says resoundingly that that can happen no longer, and legislation must come in as soon as possible. And that will be our priority. And then after that, of course, we'll be having the same equality for our sisters in Northern Ireland.
We've also got Megan Thornton here from the UL Feminist Society. Megan was actually the one that put forward the motion to the AGM here at the Students' Union to call for a support for the yes vote. Now, Megan, there was a huge groundswell of students here that signed up and registered to vote, actually 27,000 here reporting in the Sunday Times yesterday. Do you think that you putting forward that notion actually, or motion, divided the Students' Union here and divided the population? Because it was 171 for your motion, 71 against.
I think the issue was always going to be divisive, so to shy away from that wasn't really an option for us. Like, to stay silent was a lot worse. This is something that we felt really affected students, so we felt that we had to bring it forward because there are students at our age that can get pregnant and could be going through crisis pregnancies, and right now in Ireland their country was not supporting them. So there was no doubt in my mind that yes, we would have backlash, but it was representative in the country that 87% or around that of our age group between 18 to 25 and other students actually like.
And I get that, but do you not think that the Students' Union maybe should have remained neutral?
We were actually one of the last main campuses to actually take a stance ourselves. So I think that what we did was kind of in line with other universities around the country. And it wasn't telling anyone how to vote. It was just reflecting of the students, and everyone had an opportunity to come to the AGM. Everyone like was given information that it was on and the motion that was being put forward, and to come and have their say. And there was about an hour long discussion where we answered questions. And by the end, it came out 171 to 71. So we feel like it was reflective of what the students wanted. And there was no, like, you could bring forward a motion to return it to neutral or to bring it to a pro-life or a no stance. And no one did that. So we feel like it was reflective of what the students wanted.
And I just want to go around the table here because we've got a politics professor with us. And that is Professor Maura Adshead, sorry, I'm just walking around here just to get to you. Maura, it's obviously a huge change in the political atmosphere here in Ireland. How big a change is it? We were just chatting just briefly about, you know, the separation of the state from the church. Give me your views on that.
I'm not so sure if it's such a radical change. I think we've been seeing an incremental shift over the last number of years, and this is a formal acknowledgement of the shift. And you certainly can't take away from the significance of the marriage equality referendum, where the people of Ireland discovered that they could have conversations about topics that were maybe traditionally taboo or things that they felt uncomfortable with, and they were ahead of the politicians. And in the marriage equality referendum, you saw people wanting to discuss things. And when I spoke to people in the Repeal Limerick, they found exactly the same thing on the doorsteps. People were relieved to talk to somebody about an issue that had been of concern to them. So really, it's not so much a momentous shift, it's the politicians catching up with the people.
Professor Adshead, thank you very much for joining me here. And I did ask for some people from the No camp. Unfortunately, they just were too busy this morning or didn't get back to me.